Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Meg Myers-Morgan is here, too. Meg is assistant professor at University of Oklahoma, director of graduate programs at the public administration and also the author of Everything is Negotiable, The Five Tactics to Get What You Want in Life, Love, and Work. She's our good friend, Dr. Meg. Welcome back.
Welcome. Well, thank you. Hello.
Good to have you back, as always. So we're going to talk about ladies today. And I love having this conversation because I have devoted my career doing what I do to helping small businesses improve themselves, but especially ladies. Because I recognize, and I've discussed this, and I can't even tell you how many times we've talked about it on the show, some of the specific, unique challenges that ladies have to be business owners that men just don't have. It's part of its natural law. Part of it is societal. Part of it is genetic, hormonal. There are a lot of different factors that cause this, aren't they, Meg?
Yeah, exactly right. And I'm so glad to hear how much you care about this, because we need men to care about this. So that's great.
Well, I've been a staunch advocate for women in business for my whole life, but really for the last 21 years since we've been doing the show. But also, Meg, I've laid plenty of tough love on them too, because some of the problems women have as business owners are self-imposed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the thing I see the most, especially with small business owners, is trying to be sort of all things to all people. And I mean, I do this even at the university. I try to be everything for my students. I try to be everything for my kids at home. And we work really hard as women to be irreplaceable. That's how I think sometimes women feel that they have worth or that they're important. And that strips us of a lot of joy and peace.
That's right. Thank you for using that word, joy. Because folks, I talk about that word a lot on the show, Meg, because in my opinion, you know, you may not be able to be happy every day, but you can still find joy in your life. And if you can't find a little bit of joy every day, then I think you've wasted a day. What do you think?
I think that's right. I think it's not something, a metric that we often strive for, but I think it's important, especially for women, to remember that their own personal happiness and joy is just as important, because I think a lot of times women are trying to bring joy to others and satisfaction to others, and that we're kind of working really hard for other people. And it's just hard for us to stop and realize we have to have that joy as well.
Well, and men contribute to this too. We contribute to some of this, but women are our foils sometimes in this. For example, if something's laying on the floor and I walk by it, I don't have to pick it up. You know why? Because I know my wife is going to pick it up. It actually doesn't bother me, right? Mm. But if it needs to be picked up, why would I pick it up when I know she's going to do it? Because she is not going to walk by it and not pick it up. That's not going to happen.
But that's called emotional labor, and that's the burden women carry of doing additional work outside of work. Right?
And what she should be doing is what she actually does. You know, she should be kicking my backside and saying, pick that up over there. But anyway, the thing is, one of the things that I want to get this in real early, because I think this is something that we need to spin through our entire conversation, and that's this concept of confidence. Men are more confident, in most cases, men are more confident than they're justified in being, and women are less confident than they're more capable than their confidence allows them to have.
Yes. And in fact, at the moment the women receive the promotion or get whatever they get, that's when they start doubting themselves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so.
Stop. So, ladies, stop that. Stop that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of that happens in minor situations where you see women apologize a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Big thing right now.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Stop apologizing. Yeah.
I tell women that all the time on this show, stop apologizing. I was in a building the other day. A woman bumped into the wall and she actually said, "Excuse me." I'm serious.
Yeah.
I saw that. I'm thinking, ladies, stop having one thing that I know, and this may sound a little silly, but ladies always have something on the tip of their tongue, an eek or a grunt or a gasp or something, an apology. There's something on the tip of their tongue ready to fire at all times. And I say that with great respect and love. Men don't have that. We don't have that on the tip of our tongue. And so when we bump into somebody, we look around and say, "Well, that wasn't my fault. What are you going to say to me?" You know. But women assume that it's their fault, and it comes out like that. Ladies, stop doing that. That makes you, Meg, it makes you seem uncompetitive, doesn't it?
Well, I think women are just more concerned about how people are going to perceive them. They don't want to be unlikable. They don't want to be seen as rude. And so a lot of times, like in a meeting, instead of just saying the thing they want to say or speaking the idea with confidence, they say, "I'm sorry, maybe I'm wrong, but," or
yes.
"maybe I don't understand." You know, they kind of tip.
Men never do that. Never.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you should from time
even
to
when
time.
They, even when they are wrong, we don't, even when we are wrong, we don't do that.
I know. So how can we fix that? From the man's side, what can men do to make sure women kind of speak up? You know, I think a lot of times it's making sure all voices are heard in the room.
All right. So what if you're one of my employees, Meg, and I bring you in my office and I give you guidance about that? I say, "Meg, you're apologizing too much. You notice that Bill and George don't do that. I'd like to recommend you not do that so much." Would the lady think I was being patronizing? Would she think I was being how would she take that, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably a little bit contextual, but I think in that moment, if you could say, "Now what can I do to help?" Right? Because it's not just enough about, like, "You're not doing enough," because that just fuels.
But don't you have to name it? But don't you have to name it, Meg?
You do. Yeah. Totally, yeah. Name it.
We're going to come back and talk about this some more. Ladies, you know I love you. I've got the archives to prove it. Dr. Meg Myers Morgan. The book is called Everything is Negotiable. We'll be right back. It's International Women's Month. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.